Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, normally going into these phone calls, I have a little bit of information. But today, I don't know anything.
What?
I know nothing about the guy on the phone that wants to do a second date update today.
Then why are we talking to him?
He sent us an email that said, I need to do a second date update really bad. Please call me. So I figured, let's call him.
What?
All I know is he wants to do a second date update. He knows how to use an email account. His name is Alex.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that the girl he wants to call isn't calling him back, but who knows? Alex, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay.
Alex, what's with the vague email, man?
I don't know. I didn't know what else to say. It's just that I wanted to do a second date update.
Well, you could have given us a little background information on the date itself and what happened and why you want to call this girl.
Oh, okay. Well, my bad.
Tell us her name.
Her name's Tiffany.
Tiffany. Okay. Tell us how you met Tiffany.
I met her at the club.
Oh.
All right. Did you approach her? She approached you? How'd you guys
I approached her, yeah.
Okay.
And is this a move you make often at the club?
No, actually, usually when I see a girl at the club, I can't get up the nerve to talk to her, and I go home lonely.
Oh, wow. That's a sad, truthful statement, sir.
I love the honesty, Alex. All right. So,
not good.
So what made this time different? What made you finally go, you know what? For once in my life, I'm not going to go home lonely.
I
want to
be happy.
Well, I saw her dancing across the dance floor with her friends, and she was moving her hips in this great way and smiling and was just so joyful.
Nice.
And her hips were just like all over the place. I was like, I got to get in on some of that.
All right. So apparently, Alex, we know what you are motivated by.
It's not
hips.
Joy.
You like hips.
He's a hip guy.
I do. But it didn't hurt that I think she was looking at me too.
Okay. So you felt like you had some confidence, like she had already given you maybe the okay.
Yeah, and her friends were looking over. It seemed like they were talking about me. I felt like I was getting all the right signals.
Okay, nice. Maybe it's because you were staring at her hips the whole time, and she's like, hey, this guy won't stop looking at my hips.
Well, I wasn't the only one. Everybody, she was really drawing some attention.
Okay. So you went over and talked to her, and you said, hey, lady, I see your hips winking at me. I wink back. What's up?
I wasn't that smooth, actually. But
that smooth?
Call that smooth.
What did you say then?
I just went over and started dancing with her. I brought out all my goofiest moves, like you know, the penguin and the cowboy and stuff.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I think that's awesome.
You make her laugh.
It
right?
is so much better than going up and trying to grind on her hips. Okay.
Yeah, she laughed. So
good.
You know. Make a girl laugh, that's it, right?
Yeah, okay, so she thought it was funny that you were dancing like that. And did your date end there at the club, or did you guys actually go out on a real date?
Well, towards the end of the night, things were going well, so I just leaned in and whispered in her, do you want to see the real penguin back at my place? And she gave me the nod.
Wait, she said yes, she didn't pour a drink on you.
Yeah, she was laughing quite a bit, so I think she said yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess the ultimate proof, if she said yes, did she go back to your place?
She did.
And how did the real penguin perform?
You know, it started out pretty good. We'd get back. My roommate was home, which was totally unexpected. And I don't have the biggest place in the world.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's kind of in your face if somebody's around. But I just, you know, offered her a drink. And we're sitting there hanging out, talking, and, you know, she gets, like, halfway through it and says, why don't we just try this another time?
Whoa.
It was that awkward?
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you not friends with your roommate?
No, we're close, but, you know, I'm trying to progress things with the lady, and the roommate's in the way, if you know what I mean.
Like, physically in the way? Like,
no.
Sitting between you two, or... Just his mere presence was upsetting to her.
Just the mere presence, I think.
All right.
I do see him sitting next to you, rubbing your leg.
In between both of them.
So she said, let's try this another time.
Yeah.
And have you tried to text her and call her and see if maybe you could make another time happen?
Yeah, I have. And I texted her, like, do you want to see the penguin again? And like,
dude, you won't let the penguin die, will you?
I love it.
Yeah, I felt like I was being really cute and fun and haven't heard anything, so I don't know.
And you're sure it's the roommate's fault that ruined your mojo? It wasn't something that you said? Because you sound adorable, but maybe not so smooth all the time.
Yeah, everything was fine, and the conversation was good. The only thing that changed things was my roommate.
Okay. And are you still living with this roommate?
Yeah.
Because I would have moved out right after.
Yeah, I've thought about it. It's kind of a deal breaker.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Okay.
All right, man. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.